Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Barb Chase, and Barb is Secretary of Friends of the Library. So we're going to be talking about books, of course. So good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And I always get excited when we talk about there's going to be a book sale. So when is that coming up, Barb?
Well, we've got a couple weeks yet before we actually have our book sale. So we're starting our drive a little early so you can get your donations down to the library. But our dates for the book sale are starting on April 28th,
which almost is the end of the month.
Yeah, which is a Tuesday, and our sale's going to run Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Regular hours of the library, so on Tuesday that would be 9:30 to 6, on Wednesday it's going to be 9:30 to 8. And then on Thursday, it would be 9:30 to 6 again.
Okay.
And open all of those hours, even over, there was no noon breaks or anything. So if you need to stop in over your lunch hour to do some shopping, someone will be there to help you out and check you out with books you purchase.
And talking about checking out, you really should mention the prices, because I'm not sure where you can get a bargain like this.
Well,
except at the library.
Exactly. We have all types of books, of course. And so the hardback books, which are, a lot of them are recycled books from the library itself. So some of them are in, you know, they're in excellent condition. And they're only a dollar a piece. Now, if you go into any Barnes & Noble or bookstore, you'll notice that hardback books anymore are over $20 a piece.
For sure, so. Yes.
And the paperbacks are 50 cents. The romance novels are a quarter. We sometimes have DVDs donated. They're a dollar. VCRs, of course, they're kind of on the way out with technology anymore, so they're down to a quarter, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you might not enjoy them on your VCR.
Right.
Hardback cookbooks are a dollar, and other types of cookbooks are 50 cents. We also have bundles of magazines, and we try to bundle those according to category, but the bundles, depending on the size of the magazine, they'll be 4 to 6 in a bundle for $2.
And, you know, I was surprised. I'm not sure. I've been going to the book sale for a long time, but it's just been the last couple of years I realized about how popular those magazines are. And, of course, some of them have, like, patterns if you're a quilter or a knitter. You know, some of those, if you get several of those books, wow, that's a big savings.
Right. Well, and there's all sorts of magazines in the bundles. I mean, there'll be, like you said, quilting magazines, crafting magazines. We also have, you know, your, like, National Geographic magazines.
Better Homes and Gardens.
Yep.
Yep.
And also last year there were quite a few of the Fix-It type magazines, Handyman magazines, too. So,
you good
know,
deal.
Come and look.
Yeah,
we never know what's donated, but again, you never know what might be there. So, give it a try.
So surprised. And talking about donations, you know, it's not been a few more days ago that I talked about decluttering. Well, this is the time to declutter your bookshelf if they've been sitting there and getting dusty and you haven't read them. And so, but there are a few limits, Barb, of things that you just can't take.
Right. We can't take encyclopedias. We can't take textbooks. Those kinds of things just don't sell for us, and then of course we're left with trying to, you know, do something with them and get rid of them too. So please, no textbooks, no encyclopedias, those kinds of things.
Okay.
Just don't work for us.
Otherwise, as you mentioned, magazines, DVDs, VCRs, any kind of books, it's just on and on. And we were talking before we went on air that both of us go to the book sale, buy those books, read them, and then they're coming back again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, yeah. But that's okay.
Absolutely. The reading is still there. None of the words are missing just because
that's
we've
right.
read again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, yeah. But that's okay.
Back again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, yeah. But that's okay.
Absolutely. The reading is again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, yeah. But That's okay.
Again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, but that's okay.
Again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, but that's okay.
Again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, but that's okay.
Again.
Yeah, I've seen some recycled quite a few times, but that's okay.
Absolutely. The reading's still there. None of the words are missing. Just because
all topics, you know, surely you can find something that your child will enjoy. Some of them may be well used, but you know, like you said before, all the words are there, and kids are so open to learning all those new ideas that come through books.
Yeah, and as you said, the topics are varied. And I think there's some really good research that says you should even start reading to babies when they're in the womb. That's a good start. But we need to encourage kids, and no matter what age, I mean, whether they're 3 or 5 or maybe 14.
Right. Sometimes interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their willingness to interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their willingness to explore other areas. I was at a meeting this weekend at a gathering, and one of my friends was talking about her child who was struggling a little bit. Interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their willingness to explore other areas. I was at a meeting this weekend at a gathering, and one of my friends was talking about her child who was struggling a little bit. Interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their willingness to explore interest in to get them going and then to expand upon their willingness to explore other areas. I was at a meeting this weekend at a gathering, and one of my friends was talking about her child who was struggling a little bit in school, and all of a sudden discovered the Harry Potter books, and just once he started reading those books, just took off. It just was the spark that he needed to get him interested in reading, and then from there going into more academic things that he became interested in.
And I'm guessing he's probably going to keep reading now that he's found this gold mine of getting your mind going, imagination, creativity. He's probably going to be looking for some other books in that same vein. So yeah, and then Barb, we've talked about we're both readers, but I know some people read a lot more than I do. Sometimes we go, okay, I'm going to read that book. And then it kind of lays there. But there are book clubs. Let's talk a little bit about book clubs.
Well, I know there are quite a few book clubs around the area, and I can tell you a little bit how some of them are set up. And several of them are more casual than others. Some are, you know, strict with bylaws and all that kinds of things, and meet on a monthly basis and have someone give a book report. Other book reports are just set up like a neighborhood book club that everybody maybe reads the same book, and you get together and have a little glass of wine and a little cheese and crackers and discuss the book you've read. So I know there are lots of those in the area, and many of them are just startups that people think, well, you know, this would be a fun thing to do. We'd enjoy getting together, and let's start our own book club. And there are even websites there that out there that will help you get started, or that you can organize your book club on, to, you know, send out information to your members. Mm-hmm. So there's opportunities for that.
And I'm thinking, if you belong to a group that everybody reads the same book, then first of all, you may read things that ordinarily you wouldn't read. And so, again, it opens up a whole new way of thinking. And then comparing what people get out of that has to be fascinating.
Sometimes it's very interesting to determine when you get together that one person has had a totally different perception of how the ending happened, or, you know, what happened in this part of the book compared to what another person felt was the author's purpose, or the what happened in the book. So yeah, it's fun to get together and discuss. And like you said, very much a good way to get you reading things that maybe you wouldn't otherwise, or you wouldn't pick off the shelf.
Yeah, it's easy to get in the rut. And
exactly.
And we'll sometime talk more about this, but I do want to mention, because people are saying, well, if everybody's reading the same book, I have to go out and buy that book. Well, maybe, but also remember that our local libraries can borrow books from other libraries, and so that might be a way to get a book,
right,
too.
Right. The library has an interlibrary loan system where you can request a book, and if they don't have it on the shelf, they can request it from another library.
Yeah.
There is a fee for that because, of course, they have to ship it.
Yeah. But
it's just
$2. Yeah, it's really easy, and they're so nice to do that for us. Barb, remind us about the book sale coming up at the end of the month.
Okay, again, the dates are April 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. And please come in and join us, and we'll have something there, I'm sure, for you that, well, you'll find interesting.
It's great, great fun. Until next time, and of course, thanks, Barb, for coming in. Barb is the Secretary of Friends of the Library. You're only as old as you feel. Getting old and being old are two different things.
Interest in to get them going, and then to expand upon their willingness to explore.